civil society organizations have blamed the 11th Parliament for failing to enact the Food and Nutrition Bill into law. They say the delay has left gaps in school feeding programs and worsened malnutrition nationwide. Speaking at the launch of the 5th Parliamentary Nutrition Week 2026 at Golden Tulip Hotel in Kampala, Agnes Chirabo, Executive Director of the Food and Rights Alliance, urged the new Parliament to prioritize the bill. She called on school administrators to stop purchasing and promoting foods that are harmful to children. Over 60% of school-going children in Uganda, she said, attend classes on empty stomachs.
The 11th Parliament has gone home, and we are first ushering in the 12th Parliament. And of all the instruments they were able to legislate, they failed to legislate on food. And that is very sad. They legislated on things some can end, some we can live without them. But you cannot have a population without food. The Food and Nutrition Bill did not see the light of the day. And we look forward. We pray that this bill was served such that we get a framework law on food, because food has since shifted. It's a political issue, it's a scientific issue, it's an economic issue. It can't be a genocide issue.
Honorable Peter Okeyo, Vice Chairperson of the Uganda Parliamentary Alliance on Food and Nutrition Security and MP for Bukoli Islands in Namayingo District, says poor feeding is a major driver of school dropouts.
The study has proved that the academic performance has declined in many rural schools, in many rural districts that used to be brain of the entire country because of lack of meals at school. Look at the school dropout rates in the Busoga sub-region. Many of our girls drop out of school either because of pregnancy. What is the root cause of the pregnancy? Just maybe a chapati given by somebody, a young man or a boda boda rider, will make this girl to conceive and drop out of school.